Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And we're coming back at ya.
I had to say it because I just saw Seinfeld on Saturday night. Remember that episode when we said, well, you probably don't. We said, hello. So
I watched some Seinfeld back in my day.
He was really funny. We got him free tickets and they were like super good seats, like really low, right? Like they were really good, except for this like drunk guy was really belligerent, got kicked out, got in a fight with some lady. And I was like, I mean, that was like a sideshow, but.
Well, that's always exciting.
Yeah. Anyways. And thank God I was able to find my way out.
Oh.
I was worried because that app still hasn't come out. And I was like, oh my God, I was so nervous. I'm like, what if I can't find the exit?
Did you think about texting Peter and asking him to like send you a map?
I did, but he hates me, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, send me a map. You said you're in the tribals.
I don't want to, you know, like promote Peter or anything, but I tried Harrow. Do I have the tonic?
You have the silk fluid.
I have the silk fluid. Okay. So I tried it, you guys. And I cannot, I've used it twice now because the first time I thought it's a fluke. It's something, you know, it's a fluke or something. I like it.
Is it like Moroccan oil or that like
no
silk thing from chi or whatever?
Maybe. Yeah. So you just, you know, you just wash your hair regularly, towel dry it, and then you just put it on and it just like it relaxed my hair exactly how he said. And it like, I don't know, like whatever my hair has been doing after I'm done washing it, it's just been just not cooperating with me when I'm trying to style it and stuff. And I swear, like, because I used it again this morning, and I was like, let me see. Like, I don't want to say anything until I try it again. Mm-hmm. I'll try it a couple more times before I really tell you guys. But I was like, wow, it is actually, like, it kind of works, you know?
I'd like to see if you could still, like, curl your hair, though. Because sometimes when it's, like, makes your hair too silky smooth, then if you try to curl your hair, it just, like, flops.
It's not, it's not making it, I don't know how to describe it. It's like it's adding something to my hair shaft.
Okay.
Like it's, I don't know, I'm not describing her, but yeah, I'll try to curl it and then I'll let you know.
Cool.
I'll get back to you on that.
All right. Well. I just don't even know if I cannot start with Watch What Happens Live.
I don't know if I should just lead with this is going to be an episode where people write to us and say, do you guys even like the show? This was a lot to handle as a fan of the show and as a day one watcher of the show. I had a hard time with this episode.
Well, also, like, as people that remember all the facts of the show and every single detail of the show that, you know, it's so easy to point out all the hypocrisy and you're just like, I mean, I never thought I'd side with, you know, the Kristen Carter, but whew, come on, it's kind of hard not to.
And I mean, even Andy is like siding with us, I think.
Oh yeah. I mean, he trolled Katie Good. It was so funny. And he was like trying to go there. And then she like evil glared him and she's like, are you kidding? She's like, seriously, like she did to Kristen. And he like kind of held up his little book in front of his face, like shrunk down. And
I was like, I was really shocked that how she acted on that show.
Yeah, she was ballsy and he was scared.
Very ballsy and very dumb. Like, to,
well,
it just seems like a dumb move to take, like, where, like, how is she supposed to gain fans or any sort of like have any sort of like built.
It was really dumb because the questions were like, you know, how do you, you know, you threw out these names too. She's like, oh, when?
And that was 2 years ago.
She's like, oh, I've already atoned for that. That was 2 years ago, as if it was like she was 15 or something. Like, yeah, exactly. It was only 2 years ago. And I'm sure you've said things since then that, you know, people just aren't remembering off the top of their head because that was such a, you know, doozy. But she's like, oh. And
then like,
so defensive.
And then there's another call that comes in asking about like why Lisa hates Kristen so much. And Katie decides to like give Kristen a pass because she's like, that was a long time ago. Yes, Katie, that actually was a long time ago. That was season one crap. Like this is like, your stuff was very recent.
Yeah. Yes. I call it like you see it. And the PJ comments, which was even the season after the horror comment. So it bled into season five.
Yes.
So anyway, she was very defensive and a little gnarly. And it scared Andy, which was fun to watch. You know, especially when he's like, well, don't you think that... like when Tom was... You know, they showed what Tom says to her. And he's saying, well, don't you think he has a point? And that's when she's like, what? For real, Andy? That was funny.
She's very delusional.
Now, okay, here's what I'm going to say. I didn't start Watch What Happens from the beginning. It was on my TV. And so I just saw them. And I thought my first instinct was Stassi was on a podcast recently and someone said, how long do you think this can go? And she's like, honestly, I think it can go forever. Like, I totally see us being like the new Golden Girls and we're just going to do this until we're old. So I just had that in my brain from like a day before. I truly, and I'm not even being mean here because A, I love the Golden Girls. Yes, I'm just like Jax. Stars are just like us. I thought they were maybe doing a joke and dressing in like, you know, CVS store rack polyester, like as old ladies, especially with the gray on Katie's head. And then like Stassi didn't really look like an old lady, but she looked way older. So I thought maybe, oh, she's playing the Blanche character. You know, she like made herself look older and like that outfit was like frumpy and like, it's really poorly sewn in, like a really bad cut. It didn't do her any favors because we all know how thin she is and we know what Katie looks like in person. Neither outfit were ideal, flattering outfits, but they were also fucking ugly.
Yeah,
confusing.
I was shocked and my first thought was Stassi dumbing down her outfit to help Katie?
Yeah.
But she didn't help herself at all. And I also just felt like she didn't feel comfortable in her own skin. They were making me feel very uncomfortable.
She was hunched over with her arms crossed, like covering up what she knew didn't look good sitting down.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's knocked up right now.
Yeah, because I keep saying that. Well, I think this one.
Okay, so I watched, Sarah's like, make sure you watch What Happens Live because you need to see it. So I made myself watch it just now. And for the first half of it, she has her legs crossed, completely covering her stomach area.
Yeah.
Then I was like, is she even drinking? Then I saw her drink out of like a Moscow Mule cup, you know, but so you can't see what she's drinking.
Right.
And then she kind of like, she moves a little bit, but I don't know. I'm telling you guys, I know like I seem psycho, but I knew when her and Patrick were having problems when I saw her in person. I read it right across her face mm-hmm. and I read something again right now. Something's going on. And I know that's not hard to say. She's teased it herself a trillion times. I'm probably going to be the first one knocked up. I'm going to be the first one. I mean, they say it every second, but
yeah, she said it on several podcasts in the last week.
And I think it's happening. And yeah. It would make a lot of sense.
And Katie said it. She's like, I think this one. And then maybe Brittany or me.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, still, there's no way you can dumb yourself down to match what Katie was wearing. It was a travesty. It was disturbing. I was being nice when I was comparing to the Skittles. I was actually had another character in mind. One that maybe Lala has mentioned in the past, but I didn't want to be mean.
Mm.
But I think because that pops up in that purple color, I was mm-hmm. like, it screams Barney.
Yeah.
Or Barney adjacent.
I thought maybe they were like celebrating Mardi Gras or something.
Well, that's over. And the colors are, I don't know.
Isn't today Fat Tuesday or something?
Maybe. I always thought it was the end of February. Okay, Nola, it's, you know, if you walk down a block, there's a house and they have tons of beads all over their balcony wall and hanging on their tree. And they're like, take some Mardi Gras beads. Like, well, that's nice.
That is nice. That's nice and festive.
Well, I think they would have said that, though.
Oh, I think so, too. But that's the old, that's like the first thing I thought of. And then when I woke up today and saw people posting about that it was Fat Tuesday, I was like, okay, maybe that's what they're doing. And then I thought, should I post a meme and put like some beads and then say Vanderpump Rules Fat Tuesday? But then I didn't want to say fat.
Yeah. Well, you said it on the Paul podcast.
Hey, I didn't. He said it. All I was doing was repeating his.
You were answering a question.
Yeah.
The only other thing I loved was when Andy literally called them monsters.
Oh, yeah.
You sounded like Britney. do you think I have, I can see this just being them, completely them in their full element. Or I was thinking about it, like last year was really thin ice for Kristen. And then the rumors swirling around this year about her being a side character. The fact that Carter has never brought it, never bled out. Do you think they were like, here's a way to get Kristen more airtime and secure her future. Let's make something happen with Carter. It's his turn anyways.
100%. I think they had to try this.
Yeah.
They had to see, you know, and test and see, I think also what we think. Do we like seeing them? Are we invested in them? Because clearly Bo and Stassi are taking they're even moving in front of Jax and Brittany as far as like popularity right now, I feel
like relationship of the year.
So yeah. I think they're testing Carter again, you know, and seeing. And I mean, I'll get into it more when we talk when Carter like really makes his debut. Yeah. But I don't know.
It's hard to see him. But then again, Patrick was like, well, no, actually, Patrick was Patrick on that thing. There are those people that how they speak to their partner is completely different than what the face and voice they show the public.
Right.
But it is hard to see. Like, he was calm the whole time. He made rational points that were on point. So it is hard to see, like, is he really that much of an asshole, or is it just Kristen's very dramatic, or a little bit of both?
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, based on what we see, he seems pretty, like, together, but I guess you never know how someone is behind closed doors.
Yeah, I was going to message Carter to come on the podcast, and I totally wussed out and didn't do it, and now I feel like the episode has like progressed and it's like different, you know? I don't know.
We kind of need to see where they're at too.
Right.
In their relationship. Cause we keep hearing and seeing different, like he didn't go to Nashville, but then like he saved her dog. So, anyways, all right. Should we start at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. So James, my favorite person, who is, I think he's climbed to like 198 this week. Good job. It's crazy. He is driving back from the pool.
Does he release regular episodes?
Well, you know, he recorded he's released like four. He recorded like the first four, like, remember when he first announced he was going to?
Mm-hmm.
Like 4 or 5 months ago. Because remember we talked to Jeremy and we're like, oh, we just heard you on the podcast. And he was like, what? I go, yeah, you said this about space or whatever. He's like, oh my God, I don't remember. That was so long ago. But I think he did just interview like Jesse Montana and then like release it a week or two later. So I don't know. I think he has like three or four up there.
Okay.
I don't listen. It's not really my cup of tea, but I did want to hear Jeremy on it. I listened to Jesse only because I like Jesse. I would support him. And James also said he was selling crazy amounts of ads, which I had to laugh because I was like, sure you are. Because remember, as I told you, when I listened to the one with Jeremy, he would take all those breaks, say, oh, we'll be back after this quick break. And this like basically implying there's a sponsor coming up.
Right.
And then there was never a sponsor. So it was like he was planning on it, but then he never got any. So now he's like, oh, I'm selling them like crazy. So he had one ad and it was like some fitness app or something. Not anything big like Beachbody.
Hmm.
Anyways, who cares? You guys, we're going to do a Patreon probably this weekend. We've got some stories we want to tell that maybe we don't necessarily want to tell on this public platform. We want to tell our loyal listeners some fun things that have been going on and happening. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, and we also... we don't want to take advantage of anyone on Patreon either. We just want to like throw that out there. You know, we're not going to try to put a bunch of episodes out so we are hitting your guys' bank account. So just know that we are aware of that and we're thinking about that, and we'll do our best to make sure that our content is on point. And I promise you guys, Sarah doesn't want me to tease this, but there, it's actually going to be a pretty good episode. I think it's really, really good.
Well, we have a few different things to talk about and mention. And
yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. So he said he's driving back from the pool. So do you think he was like hanging out at a hotel pool, or do you think he was like at the YMCA?
I thought maybe he was from the pool. Yeah. I felt like he was like talking about his like apartment pool.
But why would you drive back from that?
I don't know. Yeah, I thought this whole scene was stupid.
You could just be like, I'm walking back from the pool. Or if you were at like a nice hotel pool, wouldn't you be like, oh, I was just hanging out at the Montage pool. I'm coming back. Like, I'm driving back from the pool.
I really feel like they are...
or maybe pools.
They're really running out of like places to film or something, because I don't care about golf. I don't think anyone that watches this show does. Sorry, I'm sure some people do. But I'm just like... they're talking about it. They talked about it in three scenes. Then they went there, and it's like no one can play. It's not like we're watching beautiful golf being played.
It was stupid. And then they showed those black and white flashback scenes of the girls on the beach talking about real shit.
Yes.
That we would have preferred watching that, or Kristen After Dark.
Yeah.
Then this stupid scene.
Yeah. And it's like James calling to ask if anyone wants to play golf. Like, really?
So... I just thought, do you think maybe he meant he was coming back from Paul's, as in pool?
Oh, yeah. Pool, yeah.
So, whatever. It was weird. I think he was probably at the YMCA. So, he's all, like, giddy. Like, he's just trying so hard to hang out with Jax and the Toms. And it's like, I don't know. He's just a little desperate. And it kind of reminded me of that movie on Lifetime, Death of a Cheerleader. With Tori Spelling and like Kelly Martin. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like, Tori Spelling's like the popular cheerleader, and Kelly Martin is like desperately trying to be her friend. She tries out for cheerleading. She tries out to be a lark, which is like the popular social club.
Okay.
And she's just trying to be around the Tori Spelling girl. And so she makes up a lie and says there's a lark meeting, picks her up, and she's like, I just want you to be my friend. And Tori Spelling's like, what is wrong with you? God. And so she ends up stabbing her. I think it's actually a true story.
Hmm.
They just remade it on Lifetime. But she's just so desperate to hang out with the popular people and be a part of the group.
Yeah.
That's what it was reminding me of.
Okay.
So that's what I got from James's scene in the car, was him giddy at the thought of hanging out with Jax.
Yeah, I just thought... like, the whole thing was just so forced, how he calls Tom, and Tom's like, well, Jax likes to play golf. It's like, really? That's how we're going to, like, bring Jax? Like, they really can't write something better to involve Jax. Like, they could, there could have been something funnier there. Like, especially with James's our like, comedy relief. I need something more than a joke about coming from the pool.
And did he really offer to pay for all their greens fees?
Like, right.
Does he have the money for that? And again, that also kind of screams desperate, because now you're paying for people to hang out with you.
Right.
He did provide the comedic relief, though, when Sandoval tells him that Rand and Lala broke up. And he's like, oh, shocker. A 78-year-old boring old fat producer breaks up with a 26-year-old actress.
Yeah, I rewound this like a couple times. I'm like, okay, so he really said fat.
Okay.
He's going there again.
I listened to Sandoval on, it was something, the Daily Dish or some interview, and they were talking about James, and he's like, they're like, you know, he's like, everyone screws up, but they're like, he's really screwed up. He's like, yeah, but he's also the one that apologizes the most. Do you know how often he apologizes? Like, As if just saying I'm sorry makes it better. As we've seen from James, he apologizes all the time, and then in the next confessional, he discounts everything that he just said. You know, whether it's Katie,
right,
or Lala, or he just...
You have to, like, try to learn the lesson.
Yeah, you can't... Like, if he didn't do those confessionals a month later or whatever, it's like, it might have worked. But then he just cancels out everything that he tried to fix.
Right.
So it doesn't matter how many times you apologize when it's... Words are words. That's not an apology just because you say the words.
That's right.
Stupid. Dude. So that's about it. We go over to Jack's and Brittany and...
Okay, this scene really confused me because I felt like they were not telling us like what was going on, and Jack's just like launches into like, okay, I got popsicles, I got Snicker bars, and it's like, for what, Jax? Yeah. Tell us, like,
is she pregnant?
Like, you didn't tell us for what. I just thought that Brittany looked weird. I was like, what's wrong with her face?
She hadn't even had it at that point yet.
Yeah, though. But did you see it? Didn't her face look like her face looked really swollen?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't she go? Didn't like during when this really happened? Didn't she have to go to Watch What Happens Live or something? And she was totally swollen.
No, because that was just recently. That was just a couple months ago.
Was that another flare-up or something? Or what the hell was that?
I think she had an emergency root canal.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But I don't know how that changes your face, but I've never had a root canal, so I can't speak
on that. Oh, I have. It's awful.
Does it, like, change your face? Like, it changed hers? No.
Maybe I've never had that kind.
Yeah.
I mean, a root canal is just, like, a horrible, like, cavity.
Yeah.
So I don't see how that blows your face up. And, like, makes you so jowly. So
what I thought was interesting is if you're getting your wisdom teeth out and you get Snickers.
That's it. Yeah. You don't want something milky and caramelly.
Caramelly and then peanuts with crunchy.
No.
I remember Michaela got
that for himself.
Yeah.
He got that for himself.
Michaela got an affection because, like, some kind of peanut. Maybe she had, like, a peanut butter or something. And the tiny little bit of peanut got into the... And then she got a huge infection. So... And then, yeah, the caramel and all that. It's like, Snickers, really?
Yeah. Have you ever had a Caramello?
Yeah, I grew up on those.
Stretch it out, Caramello.
See, I don't like caramel. I loved those as a kid. The chocolate's really good on those. But
yeah,
I'm just not into caramel. It's just too much for me.
Me neither. I'm more of a peanut butter person.
Yeah, like if I go to... Yogurtland, they have this peanut butter sauce you can put on. It's so fucking good.
Someone told me about that.
So good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's right by like where you put hot fudge on.
Or yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Because normally I just like plain frozen yogurt. But that peanut butter sauce is so damn good that I'm like,
wait, you mean like the plain yogurt?
No, I mean, I don't put toppings on it.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to get plain flavor.
I just wonder like who the hell gets that? I prefer like the tropical flavors.
Yeah. Or I like to mix the tropical with a chocolate and like strawberry and chocolate or I don't know.
I love like
a pina colada.
Yeah. I love anything that tastes like I'm on vacation.
Do you put stuff from the bar on there on yours?
No, I prefer it plain too. Yeah. Unless like I am
it clutters it up and it like then it freezes and I don't know.
But if I do toppings, I layer it. Like I'm a total dick and I go and I like do a layer of yogurt and then I'll go get my toppings and then I'll layer it again and then I've
like the way nachos should be made, but never are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, if we did things.
Not that hard, folks.
No.
So she gets Lala vodka because she's coming over because she's mourning. And Jack's like, huh?
Okay. This bothered me, too. Lala's just coming off of not drinking. And Brittany grabs a handle of vodka. And Katie's like rushing over, too, to like.
And the breakup is over drinking.
Yes. Yes. And it was just like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like all that not drinking was just like done in vain. Like, why did we go through this?
Yeah. She shows up and of course this is before we know they've gotten back together. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I look like when I'm mourning a relationship or am sad about something. I put on my Olivia Newton-John grease hooker pants. That seems comfy.
Yeah, she comes over just looking. Yeah, and right away I'm like, she's wearing Gucci slides, so something's going on. It's the first thing I noticed. I wrote in my, I'm like, Gucci slides, here we go.
No, Michaela said those are like $200 or $300.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah, I was surprised too. Like, I mean, that's already too much for slides, but I was like, that's what you're gonna hold against her. Like, I'm gonna take these. Remember where you got them.
Yeah, it's just so gross.
Yeah, so gross. But right in line with how they met. But we'll talk about that later.
No, I want, if Gucci slides are only that much, I want them.
That's so funny. You just said, it's just so gross. I literally looked down at my notes. He gave me back my 200 Gucci slides and then caps. So gross. I said the exact same thing. So they're talking about that. And she's like, it was only 17 hours. And you could tell, like, Katie was annoyed. Like, oh. Great. I'm wasting my day on nothing.
They're 520.
Okay.
Still not bad. I mean, that's like ridiculous for a slide, like you said, but there is a $200 one, but that's not what she had. She had the satin slide.
Okay. So you can get them you for can 200.
Get, yeah. You can get like a horribly, like literally like one that you wear to the pool for $200 or the satin slide for 520.
I don't even really know what they look like.
They've just, you know, got that Gucci.
I just feel like
Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
I up my game upgrading from Old Navy flip-flops to Havaianas, which are crazy expensive, but not that much. I like them because they don't slip. So they're worth the $30 because I don't even put on when I go to the spa. I don't even use their gross spa slippers. I'm like, nope, I can use these. Or around the pool, they don't like slip. And they're super comfortable and cushy.
Yeah, I upped my game like a couple years ago by getting like the Tory Burch flip-flops, which are like $200, which is ridiculous also. But that was like, now I've like worn them out and they're so gross. Mm. So I need something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go with the Gucci slide, Lala style.
There you go.
Maybe I'll give it to Chad real good and he'll give them to me.
Well, I know where you can go to meet a 78-year-old man.
Where?
In Palm Springs, we can go to Melvin's on Sundays, and it's all the senior citizens that are like still with it. And just, you know, if your mouth works, that's all you need. And you can get some slides. You can maybe get a Range Rover.
Oh my God.
You could maybe get some golf greens paid for. There's a lot of golf courses out there.
Yeah.
Maybe some free play at the casino.
Dude, that would be pretty cool. You're right.
I'm serious. We went there one time. It's a lot of fun, but literally like one dude walks in and he was dressed like Mr. Rourke from Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
It's like all white suit, silver fox. And I was like, oh, hello. And then my friend's friend was there and she, like, she's married and she's like, back off. He's mine. And we're like literally hypothetically fighting over him. We're like,
oh my gosh.
Like, Anyways. So Jax is playing his, what's that game? That's what it looks like, those kind of drums. Rockstar or...
I don't know. It's
so stupid.
Yeah, so ridiculous.
And Brittany calls it his fart closet.
It's gross.
She's
enough.
So
it's gross enough watching him be so happy in his little quote-unquote man cave, but then when she calls it his fart closet, like, I just about lost it, because there's something about like farting in general. I love farting. I think it's hilarious.
No, you're a fan of the whole topic of that genre.
Literally one of my favorite things, but if you really break it down, it's so disgusting. Like, you literally are letting out like wind is blowing over the poop in your butt and it's like sweltering in your pants while you're playing the drums in your disgusting man cave. And it's just,
and then just picturing Jax's asshole
and like his nose doesn't work that well because of all of his nose jobs. And so he doesn't even smell it. He's just like, you know, just like sitting there like beating on the drum, like, ugh. And you know, like he's putting down the sticks and then he's like rage tweeting someone. And it's just like
you worry about you.
I know that's where he tweets. He tweets there at us when he's mad. And
oh, of course, because if she, he was on the couch, like, watching a movie like they like to do, she'd be like, who are you tweeting, honey? And she'd be, like, over his shoulder.
She'd be taking the phone, and that's when we see the tweets from her, from him, you know? But I just, like, that's just where all of the shit happens, literally.
Yeah, literally. He's using that toilet paper cake in there.
I bet you anything in his bathroom. I bet they have, you know, they have separate bathrooms where he shits. And he for sure has like the old school, like 90s, like magazine stand in the bathroom, yeah. Like with his like little dirty magazines. Yeah. And Brittany's like, okay with it.
Oh, yeah. And he sits in there for like, yeah.
A long time. Yes. He also tweets from there.
Like, I never understand that about guys, because it's like, if you have to go, like if you have to sit there for 2 hours, then you don't have to go. Is it just enjoyable to like try for 2 hours? I mean, like I got things to do. I get bored taking a bath. I can't imagine sitting on the toilet for an hour.
I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't understand having to take a long time to go to the bathroom. When I go to the bathroom, it's because I need to go.
Right.
I don't have time to like plan. My brother was like, every time we'd get like, it's time to go to school, that son of a gun would go in there and close the door. And me and my mom would be like, what are you doing? Like, get out. Like, he couldn't go fast. Like, I don't understand what the deal is with
maybe
that.
Their bodies work differently and it like,
maybe
takes a while or something, but I usually just wait till I have to go.
Yeah. I don't like to sit there and stew. No. Okay.
Like I said, I get like, even if I'm at a like casino hotel that has a TV in the bathroom and a kick-ass bathtub, even then I still get bored. So I'm like, okay. And that's like, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Totally.
So they start talking about, Lala starts talking about the row. And how she's done extensive research and acting lessons and really a lot of time and effort, you know, prepping for this like Meryl Streep worthy role. Because she really can't relate to being a prude. So she really needed to dig deep.
Yes.
She needed to go see Shannon Sturges, who is a famous Lifetime actress.
And I think Lala's a really great actress, and I enjoyed watching her in this movie. But if I'm being honest, I don't know if she nailed her role in this movie that well. I guess maybe it's because I know what she's like on Vanderpump Rules, so I had a hard time believing that she was a prude.
Yeah.
But I just, it wasn't quite believable to me.
I guess a prude in her definition of it, because that definitely was not the character.
Right.
The character was not a prude. Like, you think of a prude as Selma Blair in Legally Blonde.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So, anyways. I was just thinking about Legally Blonde, too, because Brittany's, like, confessional hair and just everything lately has been reminding me of the hairdresser chick in Legally Blonde, but like she's like an upscale version.
Yeah.
Bend and snap lady.
Yes, I love her.
All right. So.
Okay, so wait, like what do you think about them breaking up for 17 hours? I mean, I saw this coming. You saw this coming. Like, it's not shocking, but the fact that Brittany and Katie were sitting there, like, shocked by it.
It's like, okay, you're one to talk, Brittany and Katie.
Yeah. And both were like, really? You seemed so upset about it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said this was it.
Lala needed some airtime. Lala needed to be on the show more. Lala needed a storyline. Lala can't make money plugging up Rand's asshole.
Oh my god.
So she tells them, yes, they all get to come to her premiere, but she can't go out with them later because she needs to give him a blowjob. And she, you know, in classy Lala style, she, you know, needs to demonstrate what that looks like a 12-year-old boy,
right?
And I don't know. I just thought if all your friends are coming to your premiere, everyone's dressed up, it's your first like movie premiere and like you're the star. What? You don't have an after party? You don't at least just go out with everyone? I mean, that's your one shot. Like, you don't know if you're going to be in another starring role. It's your first one, too. It's, like, the most special. I mean, I know she was in that Faith Hope movie, which is so ironic. But did they even have a premiere? Probably not.
I don't think so.
So, I don't know. I just thought you can go home to Rand later.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that she milked it enough. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, well, who cares?
Yeah.
So another, okay, here's another scene we can fucking cut out and give us more Dodie After Dark.
Ugh, Vanderpump Dogs.
Ugh. Did you hear there's a rumor that there might be a Vanderpump Dogs spinoff show?
I heard something about that, and I was hoping that it was being like they're throwing us off for the Vegas thing, and they're just trying to make us wonder what's going on.
Yeah, can you imagine two spinoffs?
No.
It better be Vegas.
I don't want to watch Vanderpump Dogs.
No, I have no desire. Plus, you know, personal issues with them.
Yeah.
I really want to get that lady on that I heard on Brandy Glanville's. Like, she was so interesting and told such a great story. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? Well, assuming it's still on my phone, because I had downloaded it. Brandy took it off her thing, but I could still hear it because it was downloaded on my phone. I need to just listen to it, transcribe it, get a recorder and record it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about screen record then. I guess I could just do screen record snippets.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I got to make sure I still have it. I'm going to do that because it was so good. It really paints Ken and Lisa in an interesting light. And it's coming from a woman who's like the richest woman in St. Louis. Like, she's got no agenda.
Yeah.
You guys in St. Louis know her. She owns the, her and her husband, I believe, own the Cardinals. Okay. In other news, Tom was talking on that same podcast that they may be franchising Tom Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And my first instinct was like, oh, maybe like San Diego would be good. And he's like, no, I can't tell you. But like, dude, let me just tell you, like, you know, you don't stray too far from where you came from. So that seemed like, okay, he's going to open it in St. Louis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he said that to throw us off. Because I just looked at Insta stories, and was it yesterday? Tom were like out at bars in San Diego, like drinking, getting wasted, like doing a whole San Diego. So maybe they're scouting out.
Hmm.
So maybe my instinct was right. Or maybe they'll have, you know, a couple franchises. I don't know. Be interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how long those will take.
Good for them, though, if they're doing that. That's awesome. I mean,
maybe that's the way they'll make money.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not going to make any money in Beverly Hills or in West Hollywood. But they're getting the name, and they can start their own.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, they'll be like a Cracker Barrel or something.
Yeah.
One can hope.
Okay, so Vanderpump Dogs. Stassi rolls in with Schwartz and Bo, and they bring their dogs.
Like, nothing interesting here except for Stassi, which I think is really kind of disrespectful. Just like Katie calling Carter, saying, your girlfriend's acting psycho. Terrible friend. You should never do that to your friend. Also, don't think Stassi should be unloading to Lisa about Christian going crazy, because it's like, it's, yeah, her,
help her out.
It's her ex-boss who hates her and is trying to get her off the show. I'm like, if anyone told my ex-boss like bad shit about me, I'd be like, think it's the fuck a lot. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed. So it's like,
it really crosses the line.
You're not helping her at all.
No.
So I'd be pissed if I was Kristen.
So. And I felt like they had to like mention, they're obsessed with saying the name Refund. Everyone loves to say Refund, Refund, Refund.
Yeah.
And I also felt like Schwartz mentioned a bird in front of Lisa again to like reference like her little broken bird thing.
Oh, yeah, because it was a dead bird. It's a broken bird. Did you? Are you sure it was dead?
He rolled on a dead bird.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, again, just a scene like it just like the scenes where they have to catch Lisa up on the drama is just like, why are we repeating this? Like there was so much information repeated this episode.
Yes. like the whole kid thing.
Yeah, it's like it.
That was like three times.
So I just feel. I just feel like they are, like they're saying that we're dumb.
Yeah.
Also, like some of my friends have, like I was, I told you guys how I gave my two friends shit for like watching Below Deck instead of Vanderpump Rules, since they know that we do a Vanderpump Rules podcast. I was like, are you shitting me? Like, you need to watch a show and support me and what we do instead of watching that show. I mean, go ahead and watch that too, but at least watch Vanderpump Rules. And to think that they are sitting there watching this episode,
yeah,
it like it gave me like secondhand embarrassment, because it's like, this, we're better than this, we are better than this. And I watched Summer House after this episode, and they were like on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. You know, like,
yeah, if you watch this without knowing anything, you'd be like, what is this even about?
Yeah,
like, who cares? Why do we care about like a dog getting washed?
What's Holly and Sarah doing with their lives? That's what I would say. I'd be like, wow, they really are committed to.
I actually get that question a lot. Like, she should be doing something more important, like a more important podcast.
Yeah.
This, I can't think of anything more important than this.
This is this. But we like, I feel like we apply it to life, and we can, we're doing good work. Yeah. We really are.
Well, I have one idea that I've been like mucking out and outlining, but I just had a genius idea. Maybe we'll talk about it on the Patreon, because I haven't told you yet. But it's perfect. You know, when you say, you know, they're like, write about what you know, sing about what you know, blah, blah, blah. I was mm-hmm. like, I had another little PTSD panic moment somewhere, and I was like, oh, I have so many of these moments. I'm like, I know, I have a great idea, whether it be a blog or a podcast or both, or I don't know, because I have endless amounts of time once I realized I probably shouldn't sleep 14 hours a day. So this is all thanks to Peter.
Yes. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. I, you know, now whittling it down to 12 hours a day, that gets me 12 other hours to work a full-time job, do a podcast full-time, and think about, huh, what else can I do?
Yeah. God.
So again, okay, so we go to the Tom and Ariana thing, like, so they talk about it on the golf course, he talks about it with Ariana, he talks about it later with Ariana, but she's tuning him out, she keeps her AirPods in while he's talking. I mean, I'm a little, she needs to meet him in the middle, at least on the conversation. Like, she was just sitting there. He has valid points. He's like, maybe I'll, you know, adopt on my own, or you can be involved or don't have to. I mean, are you cool with adoption? So where it gets with me, and first of all, A, it's none of my business if she has kids or wants kids. I didn't want children, and I don't have children. I don't care if people think I should or don't, or think it's weird, or think, oh, I couldn't. It's like, it doesn't matter. That's not my issue. But she goes like back and forth. She says, I don't want kids. Okay, cool. You don't have to tell anyone. But then she said in other places, I'm not opposed to kids. I like kids. But the thought of that happening to my vagina is what freaks me out. Okay, well, then adopt or have a surrogate. But I was talking to a couple new moms, and that actually pissed them off, because they felt like she's kind of insinuating like, oh, once you have a child, like everything's destroyed and you're like now disgusting. And, you know, it's like, no, shit goes back to normal. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of insulting if you look at it like, why are you like, I understand, because I think I would freak out at the whole, like, I've never had surgery or anything, so I would just freak out at anything medical. But they kind of took it like that way. And I see that point too. I don't know. She's the one that brought it up, that she just can't think of, possibly process the physical aspect.
Okay. I've had like my issues with trying to figure out Ariana. And sometimes the way she takes a stance in these episodes, like, really pisses me off too. But after listening to her on Stassi's podcast that, I know,
recorded a year ago.
That was recorded a year ago.
Or last summer.
I think she's just so confused in her own brain.
Yeah.
She can't keep it straight. What the hell is she saying? It's just like a whirlwind of thoughts that,
or justifications, or
it's insane.
Yeah.
And I, like, I don't know. I get like, I feel like if you were to actually talk to her one on one, like let's say she was here in this room, she would say like, I actually don't want to talk about this like on camera. It's personal to me.
Yeah.
But she gets caught up talking about it on camera by accident because she brings it up because she is, yeah. She needs to talk about it, but then she doesn't want to talk about it. It's like this huge cycle of just yeah. like, and then she gets caught with like in interviews, like people will be like, well, you know, you don't want to have kids. And she's like, why does this keep being brought up? Because yeah. you're talking about it on your freaking show.
So like exactly what you said she should do, she has been doing, but it's too late because she already threw it out there with other statements.
Right.
And they're just following up on things that they heard on the show.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like, yeah, it's nobody's business. And if you don't have to answer anybody. However, you do need to answer to Tom if you guys are buying a house together and planning on spending the rest of your life together and he desperately wants this and you desperately don't. That is a conversation you guys need to have. And if you don't want to have it on camera, don't have it on camera. But you did. So
this was the first time that T. Sandy didn't piss me off because most of the time like I am like 100% on Ariana's side. Like he gets whiny, he gets annoying, he like I feel like she's like kind of like pushing him off with like answering the question because he's so annoying. He's always like meh. I don't know, he's just like whiny. But this time I thought he stayed calm, he stated his point, and throughout the whole thing, like I actually was like, wow, T. Sandy actually handled this pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, he's thinking about it from her perspective, and he's also thinking like, well, I also have, this is something really meaningful for my life. So he's thinking about options and alternatives.
I also really feel like they are letting us know this may not be for the long haul. And when they were talking about this being that them needing to be a good team, I do think they are a good team. They have shown that they are a good team.
Yeah.
But that may be all that it is. They're a good team. They care about each other. They support each other.
And they stood strong together against Miami Girl storyline.
Yeah. I just don't know that I'm buying the love, the spark, the everything yeah. between them. But I do think that they are
like they have a tremendous amount of mutual respect yes. and admiration, and
they're on the same loyalty. Page.
Yeah,
they really are. Even though they are acting like they're not, they are.
Yeah.
And I also like, again, like I think they're both very, very smart people. They couldn't have come up with something else to be their main storyline. There's a lot of things you could pick from, you know, you'd think they'd be able to come up with something. It's really bizarre
mm-hmm.
what they're choosing to talk about. Not that like it's so interesting. We're all so like it's so juicy. We can't wait to see what happens. It's a weird topic that we're not asking about. We don't want to know what you're going to do, Ariana. We don't care about your uterus. We don't.
Yeah.
But you keep on bringing it up. And so we have to sit here and talk about it. And then you tell us not to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
We're all wondering about your vagina because you told us about your vagina.
Yes.
And like, we're like, what could be wrong with her vagina? We're like, well, nothing. I'm like, I don't want to visualize or picture that. I understand she helped a lot of people. That
it's like the same know. Thing. She's talking about the same. She brings up the same thing.
But then
things.
It says,
don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. If I didn't want to be asked about, you know, you find different ways to bleed out. If I didn't want to be asked about something or have to answer because I said something, I would never say it.
Right.
And it's not like she said those things drunk.
Yeah, they're really...
She said them in therapy and then...
They're such bizarre things and so personal that it's like even awkward to talk about. Like, why would you want that to be your storyline? Because we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah, I'd be more of a Sheena in that regard.
Yeah.
Where you just don't.
Don't. Okay, so the headphones thing, though, I just have to comment... Chad wears those freaking ear pods and he 100% does what Ariana does to me. Like I will fully like be two paragraphs into a conversation and I'll look down and I'm like, hello, hello. And he's watching a YouTube video on like gangs or something. And I'm like, are you listening to me? Or, and he's like, and then he'll go like this and he'll tap his ear, like tap, tap. And he's like, what? And I'm like, ah! Like how, like he's not listening to classical music. He's watching YouTube videos.
That's my airplane go-to move. Tap, tap. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. Sorry. What? I'm on a call. What?
That's funny.
Okay. Oh, what do you think about Ariana's cup with her name on it? I want one.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
It was so cute. It's like a little tumbler and it just says Ariana. It's really cute.
I have a mug that says Sarah and that it means princess and it describes all the wonderful traits about me.
You guys, Sarah's birthday's coming.
So if you would like to read my mug, I'll put it on your wish list for your birthday. Holly needs a mug with her name on it.
No, I want like a water cup.
Okay.
But it's not my birthday coming, it's yours. Oh my gosh. This is like the most stressful month for me. Like, because I have Sarah's birthday, I have Sessie's birthday, Ronnie's is coming, my grandpa's. It's like a lot.
Oh, just skip it.
No, absolutely not. I'm working on something. Okay, so then here we go to for another scene that I was just like, no. We go to Sir.
Yeah.
And Jax is bartending, which is like a LOL in itself. It's like, okay, here we go.
Hi, sexy.
And Brittany rolls up with her. Like, this is so mean because every time that Ronnie's watching with me, she loves Brittany. Uh-huh. And Brittany is like, she's a Barbie. She looks like a Barbie. Brittany, Ronnie loves her. She's like, look at her. And she comes up with her big old smile on her face. And I just want to like smack it off of her. And she's like, ha. What'd she say?
Like, hi, sexy.
Can I get a Diet Coke and a vodka soda? And he's like, what?
Rosé. I love your snort.
And then she just like smiles at him.
Oh, silly.
It's like she gets a kick out of it.
Oh, stop. I noticed, I love when, this is very on point. Sheena goes to like a table of women and she's like, hi, do you guys need a cocktail menu? And it's like, first of all, what waitress comes up to you and says, do you guys need a menu? Or like, do you know what you want? Like, what the fuck was that? Like, you're at a sit down restaurant. Yeah, we'd like a menu. I don't know. I just thought it was like, why are you asking them? You just bring it. And like, ideally bring more than one for a table of four. I know you guys only have one to spare.
But that is such a good point. It's true.
Yeah. They always bring one and it's usually stained and sticky and gross. And then they come over right away and like, what would you like to drink? It's like, well, I don't know. I can't fucking share the menu with four other people right now. Plus half of it's blotted out with like stains on it.
Ew.
Anyways, they never bring enough menus. But like, why would you ask him, do you want a menu? It's like, duh. I don't know.
Good point.
And then they show the fake scene of Lala answering the phone.
Yeah, I was watching the episode with Chad, and I'm like, well, this is a fake scene. And he's like, why? I'm like, they don't answer the phone.
Right. It's so, not even that Lala doesn't work there.
He's like, well, don't they take reservations? I'm like, yeah, but online, they do not answer the phone. Ever. Ever.
Everyone's tried.
Everyone.
So, and we've seen them film, but I believe it was Billy Lee we watched them, right? Or was it a different, or was it Lala? Like a year ago, remember we watched them film the hostess scene. And then when they were done, when they were like cut, and then they let the regular hostesses,
it was Billy, yeah,
come back to the stand. So it's like they were just shooting them as a hostess, but they weren't actually hostessing.
And then Jax goes and he orders an employee meal.
You know, the crispy chicken, which is something.
I'll take the employee meal.
We still have not tried, and that is something Stassi referenced years ago. So
I feel like they're pushing that now. Like, I guess I'll try it.
I mean, crispy and how? Like, is it a chicken finger or is it like a sauteed? Is it like a KFC? Like,
it's like a little dumpling. I think I may have got it the first time that we ever went. I'm pretty sure, like, when we went with Michaela, the very first time I went and Peter, like, was trying to hook up, that is when I think I tried the crispy chicken. And it was good, but nothing to write home about. Not as good as the skirt steak.
I'll try it next time. I considered it last time. I just, you know.
You're not a big chicken person, are you?
It's the meat I would probably most likely eat if it's not filet, but I'm not a big chicken person there after I freaking figured out their system.
Oh.
Which is.
Don't. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. We've already talked about that.
Okay, so my experience with an employee meal and how it's like normally run, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but the employee meal is offered two times during the night. One in the beginning when they have time to be messing with you know, the employee meal. And then also, like, our cooks at the restaurant that I worked, like, they would take care of you at night. Like, if you were there late and you worked your ass off and they had, like, some good cuts of meat left or something, they'd be like, hey, let me make you something. Yeah. But they don't ever, like, interrupt their schedule of cooking food in the kitchen to be like, let me get you that crispy chicken right now. Like, yeah. That's just not, like, the chef normally doesn't like to work that in. And it's just not respectful to go ask that.
Yeah. Especially when you slam with 300 reservations. 300
reservations. I mean, that's a lot of food to turn out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought that was strange. And then, so Jaxie Boy goes into the alley to eat his food. And he's just lounging, chilling.
Sitting on the chairs we podcasted on.
Yes. And he gets a phone call.
He's like, why does he keep calling me? Which is a fair question.
You know what I have to say? Like, one of my, like, I love watching closed captions on the TV. It's like, I love it. And one of my favorite things is when the, like, someone is calling somebody and they're like playing the sound and it says trilling. Have you ever seen that? It's all like, it'll be a ring and it's all trilling. I don't know. I just wanted to say I love that.
Okay.
It didn't say that, but I love that.
Okay. Good story.
Thanks.
Save it for the Patreon, Holly. Give the listeners a bang for their buck.
I need to write down, like, stories that I want to share because I have so many, but, like, I want to tell you guys about, like, when, like I crashed my car, but nothing has pertained to it. Like, I can't just bring up a random story and be like, you guys, this one time, you know, like, I have stories, but they need to, like, coincide with
James almost crashed his car at the beginning because he, like, dropped a cap and he's like, oh shit, or his phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Too bad. Well, all right. I won't be evil. you know where I was going with that.
Yeah.
So he's blah, 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 entertains the whole same shit. Hey, I wanted to ask you, back when they were at the Lala stand, did you notice the lighting? I know I posted a meme about it, but when Katie and Lala were...
It was shadowy, right?
It was horrible. They looked like junkies.
No.
Zombies.
Well, I didn't notice the lighting. I was gonna ask you about that because I didn't notice the lighting. I just... really noticed, like, Lala's hair color and makeup and stuff, and I was wondering what was wrong, but I didn't even put two and two together that it was the lighting.
They looked like Walking Dead zombies that were also like junkies. They looked awful. I mean, and in fairness, I do think it was the lighting, and that lighting guy needs to be.
I just don't know what I'm
talking to.
I don't know what I would do now with, like, the way that everyone screenshots the TV and, like, everything. Like,
yeah,
it used to be like everyone would just watch the TV and then talk about it. Now everyone's just like, la, la, like they just snap
it. But if you go back and watch it live without my screenshots, you'll see it.
Okay.
It's just that, check it out. You know, it's just like a 1 minute scene.
Yeah.
But you notice it. It's like during the whole 1 minute between her and Katie, it's going back and forth and they're both just look very dark. It's scary. Wow. So over to the
hair salon. Lala and Stassi go to the hair salon and so they're talking about the premiere again. It's like, how many times are we going to talk about this damn premiere?
Yeah.
We talked about it at the end to every single scene that there is so far. So, and they start talking about, Stassi asks, how did you meet?
So here's the scene that reminds me sometimes when Julia's over and I know you're listening, but sorry. You know how her voice carries. And yes. Like when she's talking in my backyard and telling perhaps a story like this, not the same story, but just something that, like, I don't really want broadcasted to the neighbors who all have their windows open. And just like, and then she, you know, because she has some really interesting stories from people she knows and whatnot. She's always got a fun, interesting story.
Yes.
But not ones that I would yell across the yard. So I was feeling for Stassi here because Lala's just like, you know, in front of the whole salon and the hairdresser. She's like, yeah, daddy want is, you know what she said. I don't know. So I was just like cringing. Stassi was laughing, but I was just like, I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be like, everyone's looking at me.
Yeah, the hairdresser didn't even flinch when she was like, he was like, daddy, I'm going to play at daddy's asshole. I couldn't get like the image out of my mind after that of like Randall getting his asshole played with. It just...
And I just hate the daddy thing because, A, that's just sick and wrong. And I know people say it, but especially she keeps talking about her close relationship with, and I'm not implying that at all. That's not where I'm going with this. But maybe can you leave the sexual daddy nickname out a season while your other storyline is talking about your real daddy? And like, it just doesn't, it just seems, just don't, at least for right now.
I am like a little bit envious of Lala in this way. Like, I've never called anyone daddy, and I think I've always wanted to. And I just wonder, like, how, you know, like, how do you get started in calling someone daddy?
Go like, work like that mansion in LA, the one that was like on a Juicy Scoop, where they, you know, like they have like CEOs on leashes and they want to be beaten. And you know, did you ever, that was such an interesting podcast, but it's called The Mansion or something like that. It's like an S&M mansion in Culver City. They don't have sex. It's just people go there with their weird ass fetishes.
Uh-huh.
And like, I'm not saying daddy is one of them, but like, how do you get started? Well, that would be a great place to start.
That's like really jumping into the pool. That's not getting started.
Into the pool. Maybe that's the pool James was at.
The pool. Pool.
He was getting his rocks off with a golf pile driver somewhere as they demonstrated.
Yes.
Also memed that out. Couldn't help it.
Yeah, so I feel like we had, like, have we heard this on a podcast or something? Like, all these stories, or are we just watching them in previews? But I feel like all the information that is supposed to be, like, exciting, like, what? Like, Lala met him at Sir and his assistant went up to her and then she got an audition and then she screwed him that first night. Like, this is all supposed to be like shocking and like, oh, we finally figured out their love story. But where have I heard this before?
Well, the thing is, it is new and shocking to someone like Julia. She's like, why didn't you ever tell me this? Because I assume everybody knows these things. And she doesn't follow any social media.
But that's, so I guess that's what's frustrating about the show. It frustrates, like, for the true, like, Vanderpump ruler.
Champions.
Yeah. We kind of, like, are getting the shaft. Like, they're just not speaking to us right now. They're speaking to...
Right. Like, there should be like a Vanderpump for Dummies version. Yes. And then like the Vanderpumped should be for the advanced students.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We should pitch that to Jeremiah.
Because it's an ongoing story. Like, this is not Friends. It's not Friends. Yeah. You can't just tune in to one episode.
Non-social media followers. And here's like, since you follow us, you get an exclusive inside track.
Well, and is that what they're doing with the Pumped Up edition? That's supposed to like appease us, is like give us, like throw us some bones. And
they're not, I think that was just a filler until Summer House started.
Me too.
Which took the pressure off watching, you know, two different shows.
Yeah, it was nice.
I like to watch this more than once, but like take notes and then just watch. Mm-hmm. But the Pumped, we had to like do both.
Yes.
I don't know. So the story, yes, we've heard it. We've heard it a bunch of times. I mean, he's being the old Hollywood gross power move. Ooh, I'm going to send my assistant up there. She gets the audition, they go out, she goes out with him that night. After the audition, lands a role, gets a Range Rover
I was a little concerned when she was talking about, like, when she was role playing, wasn't what she was role playing like some of like the possible like problems that are happening in Hollywood right now?
100,000,000%, and exactly what she did is the entire problem.
So that,
except for she doesn't mind, and I guess she willingly.
But
did
they were
that,
like,
so.
They were like fantasizing about the problem.
They were fantasizing about Me Too, role playing Me Too.
Yeah, like I'll do anything. Like, that's, well, you gross. Have to suck my dick. Like, no, do it. Like, what?
This is so wrong. This is, you know what? It's like, I don't care if she did that and she's happy with it and fine with herself. Good for you. Cool, but.
But she was literally fantasizing about like a huge problem, a huge like horrible thing that has happened to these women.
And promoting it.
Yes.
And bragging about it. And like, this is where, you know what, if there's a drinking age, there should be a viewing age. And I think it should be, you must be 30 and over, because now I'm thinking about all these 18-year-old girls who, granted, most don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but the ones that do, they're like, oh, so that's normal. So I, all these Me Too people, they were just whiners. If I want to live like Lala, all I have to do is this. Cool. I mean, hopefully most will not say cool, but like, you're bragging about it. You're making it look luxurious and like you should be proud.
It's just very confusing because she claims to spread a different message, like when she's by herself on her like little personal like live feeds, like she's like all about women and this and that, but then she turns around and says something just completely different. And
yeah, he takes away a gift he gave you to hold power over you. You met him and slept with him the same night, admittedly, and he gives you a Range Rover. So did you say, in exchange for me sleeping with you, I need something? Or if he just offered that up on his own, which it sounds like he did, that's fucking creepy and manipulative and powery.
Controlling, yeah.
Or it's kind of like, oh, you want to make sure that she doesn't have any regrets, right? So you're going to send a nice little gift, like hush money?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just all sorts of theories.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, like if...
And that happens all the time. Just, I'm just not strange, saying it happened here.
It's just strange that like, Randall got mad, or I don't know if he got mad or if Lala got mad on his behalf, that he was called like a fat Hollywood producer by James. But he's not upset by Lala like blasting out that they've like role played Me Too.
And his asshole, like when Andy said to Stassi and Katie, how do you think Randall will feel when he sees this footage? And they're like, oh, he'll be so proud of her. So he's into her crass mouth, and he's into the old school pre-Me Too way of life.
Yeah.
Apparently. I mean, he does have accusations against him, we've heard, on the internet.
On the interwebs.
There are stories people have written of previous assistants and people that have been in movies of his, like in Louisiana.
That he's abused some power and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is a clear example of why we should believe those accusations, because what person in any, I don't even think Anna Nicole's man gave her something like that the next day, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's creepy. And it's gross how braggy she is about it. And like, we should aspire to it. It's bleh. And I just like, I don't like the message it sends. So that's it.
Yeah. I mean, but then like the basic in me, the Stassi in me is like, oh, that never happened to me, you know? Which Stassi loves saying that. Okay, so, I noticed on the commercials that, once again, the producers are listening to this podcast because Lumify, the eye drops that I was plugging, were a commercial on the freaking episode.
I totally saw that.
Like, what the hell? Okay, so now we go to golf, and I just wrote golf stupid.
Golf snooze. My favorite part was when Sandoval handed James a soda. He's like, dude, are you thirsty? And I was like, yes, he is. So right, Sandoval. He's so thirsty. Give him that ginger ale, please.
Like, they didn't even give him caffeine. Like, he had to have like a little ginger ale.
Here's your Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
Well, he was parched, so he needed it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the other like kiss ass suck up to, why was he in the car with Jax? Two problems. Like, he's kissing his ass, he's in the car with him, he offers him a glove, but I'm like, was that the best? Like, all I kept thinking was the Flintstones car when they put the like giant rack of ribs on the car and it like tips over. Like, don't you think it should have been like Schwartz and James in a car and like Sandoval and Jax? Like, isn't there like a balance issue on those things? I mean, is Jax and James like the two extremes? You got like 90 pounds and 200 pounds. Like, oh, isn't it going to tip over? Like, if they're going fast and turning a corner, it's going to like Flintstone over.
I don't think so. It's funny, though. It's a funny visual.
It's like a seesaw, a teeter-totter.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Golfers, please comment. I mean, think about the PJ. Everyone needed to be weighed. And I have been on planes, like when you're skydiving and stuff, you have to balance out the weight. Or on speedboats.
I don't. My grandparents in Vegas had a golf cart, and I would take that thing around, and I never saw a problem with it. Like I would, I guess I never took like two. Yeah. Yeah, I would. We would put a lot of people in there, and it was never a problem. And it was an old one too.
Okay. I just thought it was an interesting pairing.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
All right. So that's it, right?
Yes. Okay. So what the other thing that I noticed is when T. Sandy was talking about like Foley getting his house and like that they have like 2 weeks to whatever, Jax flinched. Like he's not liking everyone moving on with their lives. And
he's like Joey and Friends when like Chandler and Monica want to move to the like east side, like out of the city. And he's like freaking out.
Yeah. Like I just saw, like, we all know that Jax has some stuff going on. You know, like I think Jax has made some moves. He's made some business investments, which will, you know, I just can't wait for like time to pass so we can see what this guy really does. But I just noticed that he, like, the camera flashed to him and he was uncomfortable. He shifted in his seat.
I mean, I think it's just a matter of days, weeks when just Addax replaces Skinny Girl. So he's going to be moving anyways, probably to Malibu.
Yeah.
Because he's just going to be rolling in it.
Yeah.
Probably sell just Addax for $1 billion.
Yeah. He needs to be like, I told you.
Yeah. I'm surprised Bethany is like allowing this to happen. Actually, yeah. Surprised she's not on the phone with Andy right now. You must stop this.
I mean, like, that's all I want for summer is like just a mixer, a pre-made mixer in a mason jar.
That like tastes salty like his sweat, and like with a hint of cocaine residue.
Because Jax makes the best drinks, his mixers will be the best, also,
right? He's squeezing those cranberries one by one.
Yes.
So over to Lock and Key.
Yes. Now it's after the premiere.
So
premiere.
I really wanted to post this, but I already had an incident this week, so I decided to be nice. But I thought it was really funny. Sheena seemed really stoned. She's like, you guys, like, go back and like look at her eyes. They're like those dead stone eyes. She's like, can we talk about how awesome she was? And then there's another part later when Katie is yelling at Kristen and Sheena's like there, but she's like really slow and she's trying to say something, but she's just way too slow. I think she's just stoned out of her mind and having a good time, which is fine. It's legal.
I don't know what the fuck Sheena's doing. Like, she... Every season, like since season 5, everyone's been like, why is Kristen on? Why is Kristen even on the show? No. Dude, Sheena is like, what the hell is going on? Every single scene I see her, mm-hmm. I want her to do something, but she is exactly like you said, just lit. Mm-hmm. Or she's like the Rachel O'Brien effect. They've just muted her.
Right.
It's like, I don't know what is going on.
Maybe this is, they've been trolling her still, but I'm like, maybe this is her season off, but they're still trolling her a little bit.
Yeah. She almost seems like exhausted to be there too. It's very bizarre. And I keep waiting for like something to happen or like some sort of like explanation to be given, but it's at least she's there. At least she is there and she's being included in some of these scenes. And I was shocked to also see that Spots Megrim was at Kristen's house.
Yeah. She probably was tired. I mean, she did just finish her show. She did just start her podcast at the same time. So she probably was tired and finally maybe free to smoke pot. Maybe she couldn't really smoke pot when she was doing that show. I don't know.
I mean, I would just think this would be like her number one priority and it just doesn't seem like it is. Maybe it's not.
Anyways, I thought it was funny. Go back, watch. She seems really stoned. Okay, their outfits. So, again, I mean, Katie's body looked good here, but I don't know what is going on with the vinyl skirt, with the peasant shirt, with the, like, the pink fuchsia cherries that reminded me of the game Hi-Ho Cherry-O. Did you have that game?
Mm-mm.
Oh, super fun game. You just have all these cherries on a tree and you pick them. And that's what her shirt reminded me of. But why would you wear like a peasanty 70s peasant, speaking of peasants, shirt with a like vinyl? It makes no sense. But it makes perfect sense for Katie. So I guess
Gwen Stefani. I mean, that's the only thing that like helps me get through it is like, and it's insulting to say Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Because Gwen Stefani, I think, is amazing. And I love looking at her outfits because they're like beautifully put together. But
I mean, they're very haphazard and mismatched, but they're usually it's put together the right way.
It makes sense. Yeah. I've never seen an outfit of hers not make sense. Maybe it's not my style. Maybe it's too modern or too whatever, but it usually something ties in together.
Katie's the poor man's version at attempting but not succeeding. It's like when we try to make something like I'm not a precision person, like a painter. I'm like, oh, I could do this or decorate a cake or something. Like I could cook, but I don't have the precision to put it all together what the vision is in my head.
Do you think that people have tried to tell her? And that she, because, I mean, we saw the way she acted on Watch What Happens Live when she was confronted with maybe like, hey, do you think maybe you, I don't know, you know, you did something. What? Like, I wonder if someone's like, hey, maybe, yeah, do you maybe want to like wear like a solid top with that skirt? I love the skirt. It looks great on you. How about like a solid, let's just see what that looks like. What do you mean? Why would I do that? Like, this is what I chose. Like, I am creating what I want to create.
Yeah, it's my art.
Yeah.
Who are you to define my art?
You know what I would really like to know? Is I'd really like to know if, like, there's someone out there who's like, I love Katie's style. Like, they look for every outfit that she puts up and just, like, find inspo from it.
I mean, I like the shirt. Until it like zoomed in and I saw the cherries.
I liked the skirt.
I like the skirt too, but not with the top.
Yeah.
So it's like you kind of got to match it. Like I like loved vinyl in the 90s. And she is love. And I also had peasant shirts in the 90s. Like they're ruffly, flowy or lace up. I had those too. Love them. Still like them. You know, it's very Fleetwood Mac-y. Just not together.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least if it's going to be together, you need someone that knows what they're doing to put it together.
It just seems like maybe someone hates Katie. I don't know like who or who's like letting this slide.
Most of the planet.
But Stassi, who is OOTD
right.
girl day.
Being a shitty friend. Like she's been a shitty friend to Kristen. Why be any different friend to Katie?
Yeah. Strange.
Keeps the shine on her. Mm-hmm. Keeps her always as the best dressed because if everyone else is dressing shitty, then she doesn't even have to try.
I also feel like both of them knew that last night wasn't maybe their best night because neither one of them posted on social media.
They did.
Until today about their sponsor Taco Bell post.
Which they got paid for.
Yeah, but nothing else. Normally, they're posting a shit ton. Everybody. Andy usually takes a picture with them. You know, they usually like tag their makeup. And this time only the makeup people were tagging them.
So Ramona posted, I was looking at Ramona's thing and she actually looked younger than Stassi did. I think Stassi looked fine, but she looked like a younger Hillary Clinton last night. She just looked 20 years older than what she is. So
I didn't think she looked old last night.
I'm not saying old, just older. Like, I don't think it, I don't know. I've seen her look better.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Watch What Happens.
Everything that wasn't her color. It just, I don't know.
But I mean, I like the new like bobbed hair and the natural coloring and I like that.
I like when she looks fake as fuck. That's like my favorite.
Okay.
With like a, you know, dark eye and her hair, like a ton of fake hair. That's my favorite look.
So Kristen's talking about all of a sudden since they last spoke, her whole relationship has changed and now it's amazing. Financially, things are so wonderful. He's carrying his own weight. It's all changed and it makes her very happy.
The girls are not having that because that's not what she said and that doesn't fit what they want to do. So they call her out and they don't just call her out. Like, it's like gnarly. Yeah. Ariana's uncomfortable. Sheena's uncomfortable. and they don't care.
Yeah,
and
Brittany's trying to save it. I think what she meant was, and they're just shutting her down. Like, Stassi's confused and angry. Katie's pissed and angry. And they're just going to town on Kristen.
And Kristen's like, it's boring. And Katie's like, it's boring. It's boring. It is boring.
She's like, because your boyfriend's boring. It's like, okay, Katie, Miss Personality.
Yeah.
So they just keep harping on her.
So wake up. I love you.
So what'd you think about the scene when they're talking about how Carter went on vacation and took her wallet and ID and everything? Now, that sounds like, I can see if they're trying to say he took her credit card or her money out of her wallet. But they said he took her whole wallet, like, with her ID. Now, that sounds like a mistake to me. Like, maybe she was like, Carter, can you hold my wallet? You know how, like, you do that with, can you put my ID and my credit card in your wallet?
Because
I don't want to carry anything. Because why would he take her ID?
I mean, the only time that I will give Chad my ID is if I'm making him return something or do something for me where they possibly are going to ask for my ID.
And then sometimes you forget that it's in your wallet because you've done this, Michaela's done this, and I find one of your guys' IDs in my purse the next day.
Yeah.
You know? So I just don't see why.
No, it seemed like a very honest mistake. Unless it wasn't.
Unless he needed her ID to make the credit card work.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Like he's like, hey, like, I'm checking in, but my girlfriend's in the bathroom. Here's her ID. What else do you need? Oh, sure, sir.
Got it. Oh, interesting.
I don't know. But Chad and I have totally had that happen. He's never gone on a trip with my shit.
It could have been like he planned this. They made this plan arrangement and then she's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, hey, like, can you sport me this until I get paid? Yeah, it's fine. And then they had a big fight.
Yeah.
And he took it because he's like, well, fuck, I can't bail out of my trip. Like, maybe people are counting on him. And,
right.
You know, a husband would, or a wife would do that to a husband and vice versa.
Yeah.
They're just not there yet. So it's, it's obviously a red flag.
Yeah. It was bizarre. It was a bar. And then I just thought that, like, this whole scene was just gnarly. Like, Katie was just going for the jugular, like, just pulling out everything that maybe you wouldn't want shared. Like, you guys don't even sleep in the same bed. Like, things like that where it's just like TMI. We don't really need to know that.
Coming from Katie, who for several seasons, their whole storyline was how they never have sex. Your dick doesn't even work. And then remember the engagement, Jax every week. Have you guys consummated your engagement yet? No. I mean, I remember it took like 2 months.
Yeah. And then did you hear the caller ask how her sex life is? And like she acted all offended by that. She's like, it's healthy. Ugh. It's like gross.
Oh, so yeah. So they're talking about the money and Katie's like, wake up. You're not happy. And the bad thing. He's mean. You don't have sex.
I thought it was really sad when, like, during this whole debacle that was happening, they go to Kristen's confessional and she's like, look, if I'm going to marry anyone, it's going to be Carter because I'm getting old. And it's like,
because I don't want to be old and miserable, as if not being married equates being old and miserable.
First of all, Kristen, you aren't old. Like, that's just like ridiculous. Second, like, you just made yourself sound like we were all on your side, Kristen, and then you had to go and say that.
Like, if you watched Jersey Housewives, the one mother and father, they're still together, but they live in separate houses. They're perfectly happy that way. It's like, you don't have to be old and miserable and like alone or like it's just,
dumb. I couldn't believe she said that.
I listened to her on this first time I listened to that story, the new Rachel one, on her stalking skills. Pretty interesting. She like broke into this girl's email, changed her. She figured out her security password because the girl always posted about her cat. So basically, I guess I should try to break into Sheena's. What's your cat's name? Salem.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Not going to do that. Don't break the law. And then she changed the girl's birthday. She changed everything so that the girl could never get back in.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty genius. And this was all before Facebook even existed. She was like, her skills were like mad sharp back then. Anyways, It was kind of interesting. You can just listen to it. It's only like 15-20 minutes of her.
That's cool.
But she talks about her stalking and all of that. So I know that's up your alley.
Yeah. I would love to tell my stalking stories, but I feel like I still have like some like freaks that listen to this podcast Patreon. That act like they don't.
Patreon.
I don't know. Someone could still slip in there.
You could see their name.
I could still be prosecuted.
Well, then we'll talk about one of your friend's stories.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, yeah, one of my friend's stories.
Your friend Helen.
Yes.
So that's how that goes. okay. So, yeah, that was sad. Think Katie's like, Kristen's like, don't worry about it. He's not your fucking boyfriend. And Katie's like, thank God. So, yeah. I mean,
that was so fucking rude.
I mean, what was Schwartz's job the past 10 years? Okay, right now he's 5% of nothing. What has he been doing for 10 years? Like,
he was a model.
Like, twice. For, like, some underwear company no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, isn't that just like being an assistant photographer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those usually have, like, you know, definitely get paid. Schwartz probably did it for, like, tear sheets. The assistant photographer makes, like, $300. Anyways, I don't know, the whole thing, pot meets kettle. So we go into Malibu.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, I was pretty bored. The thing is like, I mean, I enjoy watching Bo and Stassi blossom and grow, and his mom was fine. I just already went through this on her podcast last summer when she had Issa on her podcast. I remember being bored to tears. I just wasn't interested in this whole reptilian brain thing. And I don't care. I find myself drifting away. I would like to have someone on. I was thinking, Brittany Kay, you should come on since you study this and probably can speak eloquently on it, make it make sense. Maybe you should come on and tell us what you know or what you think. But I don't know. I was just kind of bored. The whole topic, I was bored on the podcast. I was bored when they did the workshop. I was kind of bored them talking. I mean, it was sweet. I liked what she said, that, oh, he must love you for your personality then. And I mean, that was sweet. But
first of all, she looks like Stassi. She looks like an older.
She looks a little like Dana if Dana were blonde.
Like a gnarly version of Stassi. If you pulled Stassi's hair back the way hers was.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, like, Stassi just has hers, like, perfectly, like, you know, framing her face. Yeah. Pull it back. They look alike. Like, Bo is dating his mother. And I mean, I also, like, recognize that I felt like she was, like, a little rough around the edges. For sure, she smokes. That's why she went outside with Kristen. They hid it, but they were for sure smoking. I could hear it in her voice. I love that. You know, it's like...
She looked a little disheveled.
Yeah, I love it. And then she also like didn't back down from a compliment. Like when Stassi was like, you know, thank you for. Stassi was being so over the top.
Yeah.
Kiss assy.
I can tell he's the way he is because of you. Just because of you.
I just want to thank you for raising him the way that you did. It's like gag. That's like people who. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I did this one year, and actually, I'm not even going to speak about this.
Did you thank Sandy for being her?
One year, like on his birthday, I gave her flowers. And I was like, thank you. Like, I'm not going to get into it because she listens. But
the mom called her out though. She's like, because she said it like two or three times. No, I know he is the way he is because of you. And the mom goes, not really. She literally said that. I think she's like, okay, just enough.
But it's like, you know, you do cringy things like that. Like when you are first, like you're really trying to impress someone.
Of course.
And I can't imagine trying to do it on camera. Another thing I noticed that while they were on the Malibu Pier or whatever, did you notice like they were sitting way on the pier where you normally don't sit in that restaurant, and they were like roped everyone off and everyone was watching them film?
Yeah.
And then I thought it was stupid how the mom and Bo are sitting there, and then they're like, oh, there's Stassi. Hey, Stassi, over here. We're over here. Like, dude, you're all mic'd up. You've all seen each other.
Right. You've all prepped.
Yeah, let's
in
not.
The bullpen.
Yes.
I love all these Malibu scenes, since Malibu's so much closer than Santa Monica or Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, really. And much harder to get to.
Okay, Jax, Stassi.
Yeah, I don't go to the West Side for anybody.
Oh, let's go to Malibu. Well, so Issa, I guess that's her profession. I don't know if she does it for free.
I cannot handle it. That is her name. I can't.
Why?
I can't handle the way that that it sounds. I have to try it right now. Issa. Is that it?
Yeah.
How do you spell it? I-S-S-A?
No, just I-S-A.
Issa.
Yeah.
Isla Fisher.
That's Isla. That's Isla. You know that Isla Fisher?
Oh my God.
Do you know that Scott is like their bodyguard?
No.
Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher.
What's that guy up to?
And he was Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz's, and he would like transport their gold and everything like that. They wow. bought him like a $10,000 suit.
Wow.
I think he's doing that.
Wow.
I don't know. Anyways. Okay. Well, Issa's profession is counseling, relationship therapy. I don't know what kind of degree she has. I guess we can look her up. But if you guys are in the market to find some counseling or therapy, we have a sponsor this week we've talked about before, BetterHelp. You guys can go to betterhelp.com/pumpers and use our discount code pumpers and get 10% off your first month. So what BetterHelp is, BetterHelp offers private, affordable online counseling when you need it from licensed board accredited therapists via online chat, video, or phone anytime, anywhere. So what you do is you kind of go online, you take a survey, it asks you all of the questions so they can match you up with the right therapist that, you know, specializes in what you want to work through. So check it out if you're looking to look into therapy, counseling of any sort, no matter what the issue. It could be just, you know, family, relationship, business, goals, personal improvement, anything. Just go to betterhelp.com, BetterHelp.com/pumpers, and use discount code pumpers for 10% off your first month.
Love that.
Cool. So now we go over, and is this the, well, there's a lot of gold lame confessional moments here with Britney's nipples popping out, a la Julia style.
Okay.
She needs to probably wear some Band-Aids, but she may like that look too. Did you notice she's like in that Austin Powers gold, like stretch lame / wrap dress, but like super low cut and super high cut, you know, Britney style, like just throw it all. I want it all. I want it short. I want it deep V. I want it tight. I want it satin so my nipples show through. I want my hair big, you know.
I'm kind of surprised that Britney doesn't wear like Lucite heels.
She probably does, and we probably just didn't see him pan down that far.
Yeah,
she's got that, like, you know, closer to God hair.
Yes.
The higher the hair, the closer to heaven.
Yes.
So she's talking about how Jax didn't really help her much after her boobs, but he better now that he's a fiance with her, help with her teeth. And I mean, it seemed like he did, but the cameras were on, so
he still did not seem very helpful. He's still like, I was like actually like worried for her. She's like about to topple over. He's like, are you okay? And then, like, he couldn't have, like, set her up on the couch downstairs. She had to climb up, like, 100 stairs to get to her room.
In the loft and have all the dogs jumping on her.
Yeah.
Probably trying to lick her face.
He's like, you good? I'm going to have people over. Like, what?
But see, for the Jax, that's really caring.
Yeah.
He didn't go out.
He's like, yeah, like, I actually, like, care about her now. It's kind of weird. Like, I almost kind of get off on it.
Yeah, he said I get off on it.
Great.
Well, you had to find an alternative method. You know, Kelsey's gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nothing.
But
really,
yeah, that was like the closest thing to like a nice moment between Jax and Britney that we've seen.
I was going to say nothing else happens here, but now I just realized this is the fourth scene about kids. So there was golf, there's Tom and Ariana, there's Jackson and Ariana, and then there's Dom and Ariana again. So do we even need to go there?
No.
All right. Let's just go to Kristen's.
Yes.
I was confused when Kristen said, don't say that word. It's so trashy. It's like, it's booze. Like he didn't say like fart knuckle juice or something. I don't know. I just made that up. But booze, like how is that like trashy?
Oh my God. Okay. I have a story about booze. Do you ever watch Family Guy? Have you seen the episode like where it's called Mr. Booze?
No, probably not. I've never watched it where like I just catch it and then I start laughing. I'm like, oh, I should watch this. And then I forget to. So no.
Okay. This is like a horrible mom fail moment. But on YouTube, there's this song that from Family Guy and it's called Mr. Booze. And it's this scene where they're like just set up in like a town like hall room or something. And like they literally have set up a gnarly bar. They're all just throwing them back. And then all of a sudden, Joe, the cop, comes like in his wheelchair. He wheels in and he's like, what's going on in here? And like they flip everything over and they act like it's like a church. And so they're like, Mr. Or it's like it's an AA meeting, but it's like a church. And they're like, Mr. Booze. And they sing this whole song. You know how they do. And Ronnie loves it. And so I remember we were somewhere and she's like, Mr. Booze, Mr. And I'm like, oh my God. Like at first I didn't even know what she was singing because sometimes on YouTube, I don't know if you've seen some of those articles that are going on, but there's been some stuff going on YouTube where kids are like finding like these crazy videos. They like lace some bad stuff into like Peppa Pig and stuff.
Oh.
Ronnie doesn't even find Peppa, like she doesn't even watch like Peppa Pig with bad things laced in. She just watches bad things sometimes. But yeah, I don't know. So when she said booze, it reminded me of that song. So well, that's
funny because the tie-in is Kristen's like good friends with Seth MacFarlane. So
well, look at that.
Does she find him trashy too?
Mr. Booze, Mr. Booze. But if you're bored at work or something, look up that video. It's actually really freaking entertaining.
So I just chalked it up as one of those things when you just really hate each other, but there's just nothing left to fight about. It's just everything that person does irritates you.
Good point.
So I think that's what that is.
Good point. That's yeah.
Really not an offensive term.
It's just a classic couple thing to say. Like,
yeah.
Don't say that. You know,
sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
So Carter basically called, they're talking about, he's like, we should have stadium seating and put all the assholes in the back. And she's like, well, who would that be? Everyone? He's like, Stassi and Katie.
Yeah.
Burn. And then my favorite line of the whole episode slash possibly season. And she's like, Kristen's like, well, where would you want to sit? And he's like, at the bar down the street.
Like, yeah.
Best line ever.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Lala's pants.
Yeah. Well, it goes right up there with her imitating her mouth blowjob act. I'm not sure. She's really giving Britney a run for her money here. I may have to go with the Nipplegate gold lamé dress over these pants.
Was
she caught in a lawnmower while fishing? Was she in 90s showgirl vintage dressing
room? I'm kind
room?
Of glad, though, that she's not conforming to the other girls, the Witches of WeHo, so badly that she is abandoning herself. She still is like a little bit Lala. You know, she's still giving them Lala. And she's still giving them something that they can never be.
I think I would
it's
like
challenging
it
them.
If it was all of those strings, get rid of the denim, just wear an all string pant, and then you have your underwear, because that's what these girls love to do. Just wear their underwear underneath something these days. That would actually be a little more on point.
Like, do you know how hard those pants would be to wear? Oh. And they looked good on her somehow. But there was nothing coming through the rubber bands. There was no,
right.
There was no, nothing coming through. It was all perfectly placed.
But yet, even though she wasn't squishing out of them, they still weren't flattering. They made her look bigger than she is.
I think she likes that.
Yeah, she did go through that where she wanted to gain weight. And
that's the shape. You want to look like a tooth.
A tooth?
Yeah.
What kind of tooth?
Like a wisdom tooth.
Well, I don't have any, so I don't know. I never got mine.
You know, like you want the...
I want Jack's.
like this and then down, like.
Like an hourglass?
But you have to have the, it's like this.
Claw knuckles? Camel toe?
No, like a tooth.
I've never heard anyone say, I want to look like a tooth.
Guys, do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard hourglass. I've heard like, it's not, it's pear shaped.
It's not hourglass though, because it's the thigh and the hip and the.
So pear shaped.
No. It's different. It's more thug.
No, I get it. I get the look and I know what she was doing and she did achieve that. And Billie Lee kind of got there too.
Yeah.
And those jeans when she's like, you're not better than me. And that was after she had her curve surgery and she really like filled out.
I personally, that's not my favorite silhouette. I think that's, it's like, it's a lot to deal with. And
I mean, it's a little Beyonce-ish. Is that what you're saying? Like, I mean, she's still tiny, but she's kind of got that like.
No, not Beyonce. I'm saying like.
I'm going to the dentist next week.
The
I'm
cheap version would be like a Kardashian, like, you know, it's like, yeah, full, yeah. But
well, I would say, yeah, like, well, like what Kylie tried to be, maybe Chloe was at one point.
Like the perfect example of someone right now is
I mean, Kylie totally does that.
Yeah.
And with the old body glove, or Erica Jane, mm-hmm. the body glove, horrible cut, but it gives them that look.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I get it. I just don't know why you would want that, but that's fine.
Tooth.
As soon as you leave, I'm going to Google wisdom teeth. I'm young. Mine still haven't come in.
It's like the tooth, the tooth emoji. I don't know.
Me and Jax. So. You got to meme that out. I want to go to a class. Dr. Lakey, I want to look like a tooth. I'm sure he can do it. He's the man for the job.
Yeah.
So Jax is not going. I'm sure that was rough on him to not go to a relationship workshop. Blah, blah, blah. Kids. Rah, rah, rah. We're back to the, okay, Lala, jeans. Reptilian brain again. I'm with Carter and Schwartz. They were both like drifting off, just like no expression on their face. I was kind of right there with them. I had to keep rewinding because
see a tooth.
You know, like when you're reading a book.
See how that looks like a tooth? I'm showing Sarah an example.
Is that Kim Kardashian on the white?
Yes.
That's fake.
No, it's not. These are the pictures that she like lost her shit over in Mexico.
That, ugh, I don't, that's creepy. That looks like alien.
Yeah, it is.
What's wrong with people? I mean, it's fine if you were born that, like, that's what your body is, but when people are having surgeries and surgeries to, like, do some weird trendy, like, it just freaks me out. Like, I don't know. It's just me.
You're not going to have a tooth surgery anytime soon.
Well, I mean, like, why would I mess with this body? It's like, I'd be insane.
No, you would.
I realize not everyone is blessed like that, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on this reptilian brain stuff? Because I really do not. And I feel pretty educated on it since I listened to a whole podcast about it last summer and have now watched this show twice. And yet I'm still left in the same, like, I don't care.
And I actually like really am interested in that sort of thing. But this just didn't do it for me. I was bored. I drifted off. And I was more perplexed by the editing that they were doing, how like each person had like a thought bubble moment where it was like, I wonder if I am like that. And then it like went to their confessional. There was like, they really made it into like a thing. And I think they really forced it, or I don't know if they thought we were going to be impressed with like the, and they even named the episode after it, which I wouldn't have done. But it just didn't work for me. I felt like the entire cast was bored.
Yeah.
And the only one, and Stassi was just sitting there sweating her guts out, hoping that everyone would act properly and that.
Yeah.
I'm sure she was nervous. I mean, it had to be nerve-wracking for. Bo's mom didn't seem nervous, though. She wasn't acting like she.
No, but you don't know if your friends are going to be crazy, act crazy in front of your mother-in-law, and then she's going to be like, these are your friends. What does that say?
Yeah,
about
or
you?
This is the show that you're involved in now, Beau. Wow, good choice. Like, I really raised you well.
Sheena told Rob's mom, don't watch the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like when they started, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So that was the boring part. The good part was when Katie and Stassi go in and are sitting in Carter and Kristen's bedroom, and Carter comes in, and you can tell, like, I applaud you, Carter, for bringing it and, like, going in and starting a confrontation. He's probably just had it, and he's like, so what's with all the bad stuff? Like, why are you guys, like, sabotaging my relationship, or why are you in my relationship?
Well, here's the thing. Like, we talked about earlier that, you know, was this brought to Kristen and Carter to, you know, step it up to stay relevant on the show?
Yeah.
So I think that he walked into this scene knowing he needed to bring it, and yeah, the girls were ready and going, you know, they're helping them. But did you notice that, like, Carter was very cool, confident, under control? Like, he,
yes,
I felt like, is he an actor? Because he was way too comfortable to not be.
Right. To, like, talk about a relationship or emotional issues without being upset in your voice, and to do it on camera.
Yeah, he's just very comfortable in front of the camera, where I was like, what the hell is this? And I made that comment out loud, and Chad's like, yeah, but he's just so hard to look at. And so I wonder if he has studied acting, but he just never pursued it or made it, because he's trained. There's no way that that is an untrained person. Look how uncomfortable stupid Schwartz was for years.
Right.
He like
still
he,
is.
Yeah, he would bumble. He would. His timing was off.
Yeah.
Carter was like, I mean, it's almost like, it's almost like Kristen trained him or something. Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
I was like, he was doing better than Stassi and Katie.
Because, like, Beau's very well trained because that's his background.
And he's got his slams in there. He slammed Stassi. Yeah. He slammed Katie. He held his own. I mean,
totally.
They were slamming him, but I was just like,
but they were fumbling. And then when he would say something that was factual, they would just lose their shit.
Which it's that, like, that does make me wonder if he really is driving Kristen crazy. Because if that's how he fights,
when very strategic.
When someone is like, yeah, they're quick, they're fast, and then they stay cool and calm, it ignites you.
Like when he said the therapist, he's like, well, like he obviously keeps it together with the therapist. He's like, well, she's always saying really more to you. You know, it's like, so that's why I was singing that person that, you know, comes across is very good on the surface, but sometimes they're a psycho
right
on the other side of the door.
Yes.
I could probably be that person too. But the way he did it, he was able to shut Stassi and Katie down the way Ariana used to shut Stassi down, where she's just left with her jaw dropped and, like, flustered and, like,
and he didn't,
you can't say that to me.
He didn't even say anything that bad, and they got so up and he's like,
well, he said facts.
He's like, you guys are dicks, and every time that she comes home, we get into a fight. And they're like, Kristen, he just said that every time you come home, or that you guys come home, it's because of me and Katie, that, you know, like, yeah, like, it just made no sense. And it's like, that is what set you guys off. It's true. You guys are dicks.
Yeah, they do. They do make fun of her. They poke at her. I'm sure, you know, if she's vented about Carter, I'm sure they're just like, dude, break up, you know, like, it's like she's just venting. This happens in every relationship when you vent to someone and then they can't get past it, but you've forgiven the person. But it's like, it's just funny how it doesn't apply to them. And I love when Carter was like, you've been in a relationship for 5 minutes, but, like, it was 8 months. And then he called Katie out on everything. Like, oh, really? How was your relationship right before your wedding? And she's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, didn't you? You've been together, what, 6 years? And she's like, 8. And he's like, exactly. He's like, and there's been ups and downs. We're in it 3. So this is natural. I'm like, very good points.
Very good points. And he didn't even, like, we we saw Billie Lee, right? She struggled to get her point across on Watch What Happens Live. We've seen her struggle in a scene getting her point across. Carter did this shit so flawlessly that I was left going, what the fuck? Like, have we needed Carter this whole time and we didn't even know it? Like, why?
Right.
What the hell?
Yeah.
He brought it like more in that little calm sentence than anyone has this entire season.
And it made for TV gold because the reaction we got, the two witches like pointing fingers, yelling, screaming, and they're both like in unison with their fingers pointed like guns. It was like great.
Well, and I think they both thought like they won, like that, like they made him look crazy, but they didn't make him look crazy at all.
In fact, Kristen looked as calmer than Carter because she's like, please don't raise your voices in my house or my bedroom.
That was a power move. Because whenever someone's upset, telling them to quiet down is never a good idea. And that's what she did. And then she
really kept it together.
Yeah, she did. And
I mean, especially for her. It was a great because it made her look great and made them look crazier.
Yes. And then she saged them. Which Stassi was trying to act like this has just happened and she's just trying to show off in front of Beau's mom. I feel like Kristen has been on a spiritual journey for many years.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, like when she was with James, like she had the crystal person come. Like, I think Kristen has, like, to act like she's never been in touch with anything.
And therapy for years.
Yeah.
I know. I remember listening to the podcast with Issa on Stassi's and her, the whole podcast was like, my mind is blown.
Oh, God. That's her favorite.
Blown. Oh, my God. Like, she just, you know, revealed the secret. It was like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
What has changed? You certainly didn't change your personality or your relationship because you still freaked out. And, like, you know, I think Beau trained you to, like, lessen and lessen and lessen the freakouts and the demands. It wasn't because you suddenly became aware of your reptilian brain.
Yes, that's true.
So that was all I had. Well, then Stassi's like, what? After Kristen's like keeping it all calm, she's like, Kristen spent 35 years in a blind, drunken, vengeful race. Now suddenly she's like Mahatma Gandhi, who like keeps being referenced. Wasn't it last season Jax was like, who's that?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So that was it. And next week looks about the same.
Yeah, it looked pretty boring to me. I'm looking forward to the end, but you know it's gonna be like he's gonna say it and then it's gonna end. So we're not really gonna get any juice out of the Katie Sandoval thing. That's gonna be one of those last 2 minutes of the show. And then what was the other stuff that they, it was boring.
Right? Yeah. All I care about is T. Sandy and Katie. I'm living for that.
Yeah. I just feel like we're going to get robbed.
Yeah, we probably will.
So we'll try to make it up for you guys.
Rob's Valletta.
Between now and that episode so that in case it is a boring episode, you have some other fun stuff to live off of, you know, because we, you know, this is our fuel and we will all die without it. So we'll try to keep that going during these desperate times when we have to ration certain things during these bad episodes. We'll try to ration that out so that all of us can survive.
That's right.
So stay tuned and we'll post it in the Facebook group when we do release the Patreon. Those of you on Patreon already will be notified, and yeah,
that's it.
Cool, thanks.
Okay, bye.